Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Samach Zayin. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the Tezid of Masechta. To begin the words of the Gemara, B'nei Malachim Yitzim Bezagin. The princes, they go out with bells. Says Gemara, Man Tana. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says this? It's Reb Shimon. He Bechul. It's Reb Shimon. Tezid brings the opinion of Rashi, and he asks and resolves it, and then he brings the opinion of the Yerushalmi. That is, the Gemara brought this halacha of the Mishnah that it's this that we say it's the princes, and we say it's not necessarily princes. Who is this? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, who. Yeah, the reason why it's everyone is because every Jewish person is like a prince. So Pirush HaKodesh Rashi explains that okay, they could go out with it because everyone's like a prince, but what's with the problem that he might come to take it off? And says Rashi, no. So since he's like a prince, we're not concerned that people are going to laugh at him, he's going to come to take it off, because just like a prince, it's normal, he's not going to take it off, so to every single Jewish person. But then says Taisim and Temi begin to say, what's with Mikamakam Lechish Duma Isik Vasulatuy? Forget about the concern about, okay, they're going to laugh at him. Well, like Rashi says, it's novel. No, he's like a prince. It's very normal for him to wait. He's not going to take it off. What's with the problem of a concern that we have to be concerned that it might get detached and he'll fall down? He's going to come to carry it. We said regarding the Eved, regarding the slave and his emblem, we say, he cannot go out with the emblem in his neck because we're concerned he's going to fall, he's going to come to carry it. Why don't we say the same thing about these expensive belts? Which that's what we spoke about there regarding the bells of the slave's tomb. So Tzitzis V'Shem, what you could say is that the Hachi Mari Betlim B'Shalshalos. Here we're talking about that the bell is not just hanging from his neck. Yeah, hanging from his neck, it might come detached, like we say regarding the Chaisim by the Tzaber of the Eved. Here we're talking about it's hanging on the chain. The Lei Mipsiki, which that doesn't usually get detached, and then we're not concerned for this, concerned about that it might fall and you might come to carry. That's one approach. Now, Viriva Pirish, he explains, to answer the question about, aren't we concerned that it's going to fall, it's going to carry? He says, the Yerushalmi Mukil of Gitan. The Yerushalmi actually explains this whole halacha by going out with the bells, actually referring to minors, to young boys. With that filly, Pasig and Ma'isla, yeah, that even if, let's say, it's not a chain, it would get detached and come to carry it. Leke Isser. There's no prohibition because they're children and they're not obligated and they're not liable. Baruch HaYisra B'Yerushalmi, this is how it's brought in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi brings the Rebzeir, I mean, he says, that these bells that were talking about in the Mishnah is Bezuk Shebitzavar. It's talking about the bell on his neck. And Umau called Adam the Ketamim Masnidin. Now, what do we mean when it says every single person that says the Mishnah? So, although we're saying that it talks about on his neck, usually adults don't walk out like that. So, if it's talking about children, so what do we mean when it says call Adam? So, as it says, Rabzira, Ben Ketan Mashim means whether young children that are from wealthy families, Ben Ketan Manim, or whether even young children from even poor families. And that's says Yishami, Masnitin Peliga Leo the Reb Zera. The Braisa disagrees with Reb Zera, who, because we learned in the Braisa that says, Belibizug Shabbatzavar, but he cannot go with the bell on his neck. So you see, explicitly in the Braisa says you cannot go with the bell on the neck, and now Reb Zera says that the permissibility of the bell is on the neck. So that says Yishami is not difficult. Khan, the Braisa says it's forbidden to go out as Begadim, as by adults. Khan, Begadim, Zera is talking about by minors. As Tasis explains, Pierce, Ahudali Yatsu Bezuk Shabbat, this, that we say you cannot go with bell on your neck is bigger than my adults. Why? Because Dilma Messi Basada to you. Exactly Tasis' question. Might come to attach, might come to carry it. Bahad Shari Hacha. Here the Bezair says it's permitted to go out with, which is the halach of the Mishnah, is bigger than my minors. The Likan Mechish, we don't have to be concerned with the Bishop, like we explained, because they're not B'nai Chiyuva. Now, but Tasis' body says, Mekamakam, however, Yeshla Daktik, but to be precise, am I not good B'nai Malachim? Why did we say when it's permitted to go out with the bells? Is because they are princes, and therefore don't be concerned that he's going to be embarrassed with the bell, because, well, of course, the prince wears a bell. And therefore don't be concerned he's going to carry it in his hand. But keep him to like a chashasha. Since we said there's no concern at all, he might slew cut me a dime, because even if he would carry it, he's a minor. So why would he have to say, because B'nai Malachim? So it's an interesting answer. So there's something you could say is, do you love B'nai Malachim? If these children were not princes, or like we said, old Jewish people that could do like princes, but if he was not a prince, I'm a mechaycha love B'nai Malachim kol shah. If he was not a prince and he was wearing this distinguished gold belt, the real princes would scoff and laugh at this kid. The EF Shishalishma of Me'odim, you see the mercy of a father. He says, a father would not be able to hear this disgrace going on the whole time when they're mocking and laughing at his son. So to avoid that, the Yitlam of Me'odim Basula to his son, Shabbos is walking with his son, he's going to be in so much pain, father's going to take it from him, the belt, and he's going to come to carry it. Ah, I believe in Melachim, but if let's say we can, these sons are princes, like Mechaychi, people are not going to laugh because it's very normal for the nobility to walk around with these belts. Imkain, if that's the case, so I feel it, Emisik, even if it comes detached, Lekele Mechish Dima Maislabu, which takes it for warning a question, say, wait a second. So, okay, he's not going to come to carry it, but if the father's there, We should be concerned that if it gets detached, the father might come to carry it when it falls. Although for a child, we're not concerned with the child, but what's with the father? So it's not common that the father is next to the son at all times, and when it gets detached, he's going to be there. Because he's not always with his son. It's only when he's with the son and they're laughing at him, then the father's going to be hovering over there, and therefore it would concern that he's going to come to carry it. But in general, when it gets detached, that's his no concern. So Tais told us that we're not concerned for it falling coming to carry it, because here we're talking about where it's hanging from a chain. Or, as the Rivah explained, Yerushalmi explains that this whole heter of the bell is anyways talking about by minors, who, therefore, there's no concern, obviously, that's going to fall on the carrier, because they're minors, and they wouldn't be liable anyway. Hanuluch by Meisha, which I would turn to you, the sick pregnant second Shabbat, pregnant by Meisha, spoke about primary laws of Eitzah, as they applied to men and women, and we finished that perek with Tosfos.